I just want to again go over the Tosfos here versus the Tosfos on Pei Daled regarding the issue of Yitzuenu Heinena. We have a case in our Braisa quoted in Gemara. The Gemara quotes it in order to support Rabbi Yochanan's Shita of the Feishnayim. But meanwhile, we have a situation of a person who's a Shriach or Olacha, forget, who doesn't comply with the Takanas Chachamim, and he gives the get without saying Bifanai. So the machokes we have here between a Meir and the Chachamim, how dire are the implications as a result of the fact that the get, which was kashim in the Raisa, but didn't comply with the Takanas Chachamim, meanwhile she remarries and she has children. So Rav Meir goes as far as saying Havlad Mamzer, since the get is not good, the gerishin is not good, Midrabanan, so Havlad Mamzer, the Chacham don't go that far. And it would seem, however, from Tosfos, most Rishonim hold this way, that it would be Teitzei for the Chachamim as well. That much, yes, she has to leave the second husband. She should not have married him. But if she has a child, the Vlad is not a Mamzer Midrabanan. But this is in terms of Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Then, after mentioning the Shitas Chachamim, the Braisa goes on with saying Ketzad Yaseh. We'll see more in the Tosfos coming up that we'll read soon as far as the timing of the Ketzad Yaseh and what is being achieved through the Ketzad Yaseh. But meanwhile, there is a way to do things going forward which is appropriate. So let's assume now the simplest situation would be nothing has happened yet as far as the remarriage. Whether, if she did, then we have to see whether this will help or not. That's the discussion, the Tosfos Ketzad Yaseh. But certainly right now, if she has not remarried yet, so the get was given originally without a proper amira, without the funai, says the Raisa Ketzad Yaseh, take the get back and give it again. And it says Bifnei Shnayim, and that's the Bifnei Shnayim that we wanted to quote for the sake of Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. And then you say the Bifanai. So the discussion of Tosfos Yitzrenu Heimena revolves around the fact that the Braisa requires a new Nesina. It's not sufficient to just say the Bifanai right now. You gave the get without saying Bifanai. Now you should say Bifanai. And Tosfos says it's clear that you can't do that. And then Tosfos has some more details, some finer details. What's called Ra'acha Nesina, that's too late, that you can't just say it without redoing the Nesina. So Toch Kedei Dibur, Tosfos says, clearly is good enough. That's considered the Shas Nesina. Is a suffix, so too Kodim Nesina is a suffix, and that's his own inyan. And the kasha that he asked from the later case in the Mishnah, B'shliach Shechola, is not a problem because L'maisa, he's giving the get now. As far as he's concerned, that's like the Shas Nesina, as far as his role as a Shliach is concerned. So that's okay. Okay. L'maisa, it's clear from Tosfos, a Yisod, that's clear from this Braisa, that you can't simply say B'fanai later on. You have to take the get back and give it again. That's Tosfos by us. A similar issue emerges, Tosfos on Pei Daled on the base, with regard to the Sugya Sagemara in a case of a person who did not use a proper Lashon at the time of the Gerishin. Namely, he didn't say Erem Tesel Chol Adam, period. He adds an exclusion, he adds a she or a person, puts Niploni Elam Niploni. So that's not good as a Gerishin. It might achieve Reach HaGet that she'll be Pasul Kohen, but it ultimately would not help that she can get remarried. So the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek HaMegarish, says, a Ketzad Yaseh, what happens now? You take the get back, give it again, and say the right words. Don't say Chutz Miploni, just say Tetz HaChalad. But the Gemara points out, L'chera, we know, on a different case, in Daf Pei Daled, in Perek HaZorek, that we have Rabbi and Mishim ben Elazar arguing about a different case of a Pei Daled Pei Hey. No. Ayin Ches. I'm sorry. Ayin Ches. Good, you should right away chat me. Ayin Ches. Yeah, just testing everybody. Okay. Ayin Ches. Yeah. Pei Daled was the Tosfos that we're holding now. Yeah. Ayin Ches. Amid Aleph, the Mishnah. Kinsi Star Chovzeh. That's a Lashon that could be Masma that Yemvato the get. And it's no longer going to be valid as a gerishin right now when you say such a lashon when you give her the get. So the Mishnah says, so what has to happen? She has to get me while you gave her the get. So then you just say Hagitech later on and all's good. In other words, the Nesina that you gave, which was problem, can still work and serve as the Nesinas HaGet once you fix it with the right Lashon later on. She's holding on to the Get from the verse Nesina. It's not called Trigitech Me'agabi Kaka that she took it from the ground. You gave it to her. The Baal gave it to her. But the Shas Nesina, he said the wrong words. He says the right words later on. That's fine. But the dissenting view in the Brayis of Shem Belezer says, no, that's not good enough. You have to take the Get back and give it again and then say Hagitech. So the question is, the Mishnah, the case in Mishnah Perek HaMegarish of Harev Des Choladim Chutz Meploni, so does that work? Does the Mishnah says you have to take it back, does that even fit according to Shitas Rebbe that says it's sufficient to just say Hagitech? Or is that only Shem Ben Elazar? So that's the Gemara on Adaf Pei Dalet. Chizkiya thinks that this case can only fit according to Shem Ben Elazar. According to Rebbe, you don't have to take it back. Just like in the case of Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, you don't have to take it back. And I'll add, there's another case that the Rishonim talk about, that L'chara also you don't have to take it back. And that's if you gave the get, B'toras B'kadom. Hold on to this. Secure this. The time will come, we'll get divorced. Meanwhile, he gives it a get as a B'kadom. Now, he doesn't have to take it back. If you hold like Rebbe, so then you just say, Harit has choladam, she has to get machmas de baal, and that's considered a good nesinas haget because she had it from before, and now you give the get, so to speak, by affirming that that which you have it is as gerishim. And that Rishonim says also fine. So Rabbi says, kisi shtar chol zeh, the same thing. Chizkiya says, so too it should be in the case of Harit has choladam chutz meploni. Then you have Rabbi Yochanan, who argues, he quotes Rav Kahana, Dechon Amru, but no, that it's different. Why is it different in the case in Perek HaMegarish? Because there was already some chalos that this Gerishin accomplished that already gave it to her at some level, and because, so to speak, that Nesina already had an effect, so you can no longer use that Nesina and just use the words, the right words later on, Machmas that Nesina. Now you have to do a new Nesina, and therefore everyone would agree in that case. Comes Tosis and says, freeze the frame of Chizkiya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Tosis wouldn't be discussing the issue. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Reach HaGed is enough to no longer allow that Nesina to count for later on. So the case of Yerbayas, where the Gerishin is valid Midoraisa with that Bifanai, of course, you can't just simply say Bifanai later on. But according to Chizkiya, who wants to say that the case in Perek HaMegarish of Hari Abitaz Chodom Chutz Miploni, so according to Shitas Rebbe, you wouldn't have to take the get back. You could just say, have it as chaladam, and the get is already where it is. So why over here would it be necessary to take the get back again and then say b'fanei? Just say b'fanei later on. This is Tosis' point in Pei Dalet. So now, is this the same issue as our Tosis? What I wanted to show yesterday, just bring it out in sharper focus, this is not the same issue. Tosis asks that and gives two explanations of why it's still necessary to take the get back. Tosis here, just as a matter of fact, you have to say b'fanai, b'shas, the gerishim, b'shas, when you're megarish, you can't say b'fanai later on. That's our Tosis. We have explanation. Tosis later discusses Shitas Rebbe and says, why do you have to take it back? Just say b'fanai. And the answer is Tosis is not discussing the same issue. What Tosis is discussing by us is let the takanas b'fanai be fulfilled whenever you say it. You gave the get, you said b'fanai, there's a gap of time, so be it. What's the problem? The gerishin took effect when you gave the get, the b'fanai was fulfilled because there's a takanas b'fanai, so you didn't say it, b'shas. You megarish the b'shasta nesina b'shasta gerishin, but meanwhile you fulfilled the takana b'fanai. That's Tosis's point here. You see it not that way. Yitlenu heimena v'yachsa. You can't count the b'fanai of later on toward the gerishin that you did at the time of the original nesina. That means that the gerishin took place the first time, but the b'fanai can't supplement that gerishin with the b'fanai of later on. It has to be integrated. Why? Maybe because that's what the takana was. You have to do it. Maybe you're going to forget later on. Maybe because you're not going to be as sensitive to mimedagdai. It could be also. But the issue is from the perspective of supplementing the initial gerishin with the b'fanai. That's Tosis Bayas. Tosis of Beidaut is coming after Tosis Adhemim. Tosis is saying like this. Shitas Rebbe is that you can say kinti shtachol zeh, and right now the gerushin can't work because it's the wrong gushin. Or if you give a lepikado, in the case that we had, everyone agrees to that there's no issue there. You'd say later on it's a harayat mitesel chaladah. When is the gerushin happening? Not initially when he gave it, but the later point when you say the right words and she has it machmas debal, that's ki'ilu, now is the gerushin. You don't have to go through the physical nesina. It's valid. There's venasa b'yada that she has it, and you said the right words, and that's the gerushin. That's when you need the kiyum. That's when you need the mesira. Even though there's no physical mesira, no, that is the gerushin, right, later. And Chizkiya thinks that according to Rebbe, in the case of Hamagarish, Perek Hamagarish, Haritez Chadu Chizmi Ploni, you don't need to take it back. Says Tosas Nu, according to Chizkiya. So the same thing should be over here. Meaning, you gave it to her without the funa. Now she has it. Machbas the baal. She didn't take it from the ground. She got it from the baal. Now you say the funa. That should be the gerushin. It's a definition. Says Tosas, two answers. Answer number one: not because the gerushin, the first gerushin did midoraisa accomplish gerushin. So here it's more than just Reach HaGet, it's a Midarais Migureshes. So that, but Midarabanan, it's no good. So no longer can you access that Nesina and consider that to be, now this is a Hemshach of that Nesina, and there you just have to, no, now already you have to start again from the get-go. Midarabanan, it was not Gerushin, but it was something Midaraisa. So no longer can that count for later on. So there, even Chizkiya would agree. Chizkiya thought that the case of Hamagarish would be, for Rebbe, sufficient just to say, Havadiz Chaladah. That's correct. He didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan's distinction of Reach HaGet. That's too fine a distinction. But over here, that's different. It's Manish Midaraisa and Migureshes. One answer. Answer number two. Tosis says that Medak Daik is only when you are saying the Befanai as you're giving the Get. Otherwise, you don't really, it doesn't have what it takes to give you the Nemanis of the Befanai. What does Tosis mean in that second teretz? A new explanation of why you have to take it back? No. You have to take it back. In other words, you have to do a gerushin. The first gerushin was a problem, right? You have to do it before Nebuchadnezzar's gerushin. We know that already. The only thing is, let this be the Shaz Gerishin, let this be the so-called Nesina Saget. Right now she has it. So Stoh says, yeah, but the fun, it won't work. Because you're not physically giving it to it. The Shaz Gerushin it is. In our Tosis, it could also be that the reason why Tosis hereby is a definition. Be mashkin the befana later on. Why can't I do that? I could argue that also could be because you're not going to be made a daik. Because it's not the Shaz Gerushin. Tosis here is saying another point. It is the Shaz Gerushin. But it's not a physical nesina. That's also not good enough for made a daik. It's not the same. Okay, this is Ad Khan from yesterday. Let's take it a step further, and I'll go back to the previous Tosis. So we understand from the two Tosis in together that you can't say Befanai later on, and that cannot fulfill the Takana to be Maskim the Befanai for the original Gerushin. That's our Tosis. And you can't say Befanai later on and let that be the Gerushin within the Sina, because you need a new Mais in the Sina, even for Rebbe, for the two reasons given in Tosis Peidav. That's clear. Two separate Tosis in, that's good. Now ask another question. When you say Befanai later on, you didn't take it back. And the answer is very obvious, but I'm just going to spell it out. Separate from the question of whether it can work, do you have credibility when you say it? Are you Neman with that Befanai? Or do we give any Nemanis to that Befanai when you say it later on without taking it back? Answers unequivocally, what do you say? Not Neman. How do I know that? Again, our Tosis here is not discussing it. Our Tosis here is saying fulfilling the Takana. I'm asking another question. Are you Neman? Tosis here is, can you fulfill the Takana Befana if you say it later on? You're not fulfilling the Takana. Okay, you're not fulfilling the Takana. I'm asking another question. It's going to come up in the round as well. So, are you Neman with your Befana? Then see? One second. You're saying good. But you're jumping ahead. You're saying a Svara. I don't know if I have to agree with that svara. There's two issues. There's a takana, fulfilling the takana, and lemaisa, there's an amanus. You're going to see soon in Pashtus and Rashi and Iran, there is such an idea. You didn't fulfill the takana, but the amanus you have later on. I'm showing you there's two separate issues. One is, does it fulfill the takana? And the answer unequivocally not. That's Tosis here. You're Tenoi Mena. You can't comply with the takana b'fanai if you say b'fanai too late. You don't say b'fanai integrated within this, with the gerishim. Okay. Now I'm asking another question. But what about the nemanis that was assigned to b'fanai? He's screaming b'fanai. It's just that it's too late. It's no longer Shas Nesina. It's no longer. It's after Asukim. He's screaming it. Does there at least, does it bring any nemanis to the table? So you tell me a svara, which maybe you're right, but we'll get to that. You're saying no. That if you're not doing it according to Takanas Chachamim, you're saying, so then there's no nemanis either. I hear. You might be right. But prove it from a Tosis. This Tosis, I can't prove it. Where do I prove it? The Va'od. The Oath of Tosis, right? The Tosis, again, his discussion was, let this be the Gerishin later on. But meanwhile, what did Tosis say? What did he say? Black on white. There's no Medek Daik if you're not doing a physical Nesina. So black on white, Tosis says like that, right? There's no nemanis then either. Because he says the only time that you can say that the Shiach is conscientious is if he's giving the get physically, then he knows it's a serious matter and I better know what I'm talking about, and that's the Medek Daik. But if it's just passive, he's not physically giving the get, there is no nemanis. There's no Medek Daik. So I think it's clear, Shita Satosis, again, this is not necessarily everyone's Shita. You all know what I'm referring to. But Shita Satosis is a nemanis of the Fanai later on does not exist. Now I'll add what Bensi said. Bensi, you could also be right. Now that I know Satosis holds this way, I'll say, you know why also you're not neman afterwards? Because the only time, it goes together, it's a package. The only time the Chachamim assigned the nemanis to the Amira b'fanai is if you say b'fanai according to how they prescribe it. And since that's what Tosis over here is already saying, Tosis is saying that the Yitrenu Heimena is necessary. Why? Because it has to be an Amira integrated with the Gerishin. So if the Gerishin is taking place now and Amira is later on, just like there's no fulfillment of the Takana, there's no Nemanis either. They go as a package. The Chacham only granted the Nemanis of the Fanai if the Fanai is a fulfillment of the Takana of the Fanai. Now, the only thing is, maybe Bensi or someone else will ask me a Kasha, which we'll answer. But wait a second. What about an Eretz Yisrael? So, a number of the head or so, right? What does the Gemara say? Three words. E, Avdis, Ahanis. If a Mavi gets the Eretz Yisrael, and he says B'fanai, he's Nema. So, wait a second. You see that even when you're saying B'fanai, not the Torah's complying with the Takana, it's still a Nema. You see, you can split the Nemanis off of the Takana. Now, is it a Kasha or is it not a Kasha? What's the Chiluk? The Takana allowed that the manas to an extent, even if you didn't have to do it. But here it's different. Here you're deviating. The Takana was to do it b'shas gerishin, and you're doing it later on. So then there's no nemanas either. Kher chiluk, right? So the Takana was the chutz midin hasayam, you have to do it. And Eretz Yisrael, if you want to do it, it'll have the nemanas as well, even though there's no requirement. But if you do it in defiance of the way it was supposed to be set up to be done, it's different. There's no nemanas either. And again, so it comes out there be two different reasons, Bidasa Tosis, that you can't be Neman on the B'fanai later on. And Tosis certainly holds that way. That's Mefurish in Tosis Pei Dalet. Tosis says the reason there because you're not made a daik if you don't say it B'shas Nesina. That's one reason. And I think Bensi, your reason is also good. That if you're not doing it according to the way the Chum wanted it to be done, there's no Nemanis either. And the Kasha of Eretz Yisrael is not a Kasha, because there the one didn't deviate from the way it's supposed to be done, just didn't have to say it. You said it, and Nemanis was granted all the time, as long as you do it according to when it's supposed to be done. Here you had to do it, here you didn't have to do it, but you did it according to the prescribed method of doing it. But if you do it and deviate from the way it's supposed to be done, there's no Nemanis either. Okay, this is where we are as far as Shitas Atosis. Yes, Arya.
Question, I guess, for this, that second explanation. So, is the what you're not being consistent with the takana, is that you're not doing it during Nesina, or that you're not doing it during Shas Gerishin?
So, I think that both are true. And in terms of Aratosis, the issue is Shas Gerishin, and in terms of the Tosfos Pei Daled, you see a step further, that Shas Nesina, for the Medek Daik at least, Tosfos says, has to be B'Shas Nesina. Yeah. Now, what's the previous Tosfos? Kate said yes. So the Braisa starts with Shitas Rav Meir of Yosef Avrad Mamzer, then the Chacham and Mispan En Avrad Mamzer, and the Braisa continues with the way forward. Kate said yes. So this Kate said yes can really refer to a lot of things. Namely, we have Rav Meir, we have the Chacham. We have different points in time that we're dealing with when this new Nesina is going to happen. So what are the points in time? There is before she remarries. There is after she remarries, before a child is conceived, right, or born, right? And then the issue, the implications of the Ketzad Yasa would be as far as staying married. And then, of course, there's a Ketzad Yasa that could speak to what case?
After
there's already a child, and maybe this should also help us retroactively in some way. So Tosfos makes clear where this Ketzad Yasa. Now, it's interesting. It's mentioned right after the Chachamim. But does it go back to Rav Meir? Does it not? So the truth is there are a range of shitas here. And Tosfos is only one among other shitas. But we'll go first with Tosfos. Ketzad Yasa, Perush. Ketzad Yasa l'Rabbanan shetinasi l'chatchila o'em nisas shelo teitzeh. So there's two things that for the Chachamim, this new Nesina with the new Amira, with the Amira, can work for. First of all, to marry up front, if she hasn't married yet, so now she'll do this and she can remarry. Or, says Tosfos, if she already remarried, so lo teitzeh, which normally would be the halacha if what? If there was no new Nesina with the Bifanai, she'd have to be teitzeh. The Tosfos of the opinion, not like the Rambam, but most Rishonim hold that it's going to be teitzeh to the Chachamim. So Tosfos says, but if you say Bifanai later on when you take it back, then she can actually stay married. That would be good also. As far as the Vlad is concerned, Avol Vlad ain't Sarach Takana. You don't need this Ketzad Yasa, because even if you do nothing at this point, you gave the get without the Fanai and the child is born, B'maisa B'lot Takana Lo Havi Bamzer D'Lesu Kol Meshana. So for the Vlad, there's no need for the Takana. The need for the Takana has two different applications. First, that she can remarry L'Chatchila, and two, that she can stay married if she already remarried Shelo Kedin. Okay. So Tosfos takes that for the Chacham as a valid Mahalach, that this new Nesina will accomplish one of those two things. The Vlad is not necessary to accomplish anything for her. That's never going to be a mamzer. She can stay married, and she can remarry Chatchil. Ula Rav Meir, now Tosfos assumes the Ketzad Yasa has some application for a Meir as well, even though it's mentioned after who after the Chachamim, but it could go back to a Meir too, but only in one limited instance. Ula Rav Meir, Ketzad Yasa kodim nesuin, and that's the extent of which the Ketzad Yasa works for a Meir. Kodin Nisuin, that she can watch, she can remarry. Avala Achen Nisuin, after she gets married, Mistaver, Tosfos doesn't say it's Mukhrach, it's Mistaver, let's see. The Rav Meir ain't Takana, Farfalan, as we say. Nothing is going to be solved through doing the Nesina with the Namira at this point. Why? Because Rav Meir is so Machmir. The Keva and the Avrad Mamzer. Rav Meir doesn't have any caveat, any breaks on how far he goes. Even Avrad Mamzer, Im Kain, Kol Hadrachim Ha'elu Ba, the Teitzim Mitzah Mizeh, the Kol Hanu, the Tan, the Kaman Ba'azorek. So you have Mishnah Hazorek, other places, that if a woman remarries Shelo Kedin, there's all kinds of terrible consequences that include Teitzim Mitzah Mizeh and a whole laundry list of things that he's going to be penalized and lose out on both sides. That's the getter of a woman who's kiva sota, she's mizana, and then she goes to someone else to look it in. So it's like she's asa lebao, asa leboel. She was not allowed to marry that person while she's married. Therefore, the knas goes in all directions, and there's no recourse. She can't stay married. So Tosfos is assuming, as a mistaver, that type of harsh consequence of teitzim zem zev kodrech malaba, that's only if you say like Rav Meir. That a mayor he sees no aspect here that is limited in terms of how the Chachamim view this. Ad kedei kach avrad mamzer. So then it would obviously fall under that category of the Mishnah Zorik, of therefore, teitzei mizeh mizeh. Even though you might say he did a new nesina with an amira b'fanai, but l'maisa, if a mayor sees what's at stake is ad kedei kach avrad mamzer, then there's no way that you can save the situation of teitzei either. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, The Chum don't see it to that degree that she has been, you know, Moel against her husband, and she's a Sota after all. If that were the truth, then how could the Vlad be not a Mamzer, right? Midrabbanan. So if the Chum are not going to go as far as saying a Vlad Mamzer, so we can also imagine that the new Nesina can help her stay married as well. That's how I understand Tosis. So it's not a Hechrach, it's a Mistaver. The Mistaver is that if Rab Meir, it's you know, all everything, throw the Mamish Advar Bad Mamzer, then it's Mamish going to be Teitzei as well, and there's nothing that the new Nesina can do as far as that's concerned. But the Chachamim, on the other hand, the same way they see a Vlad is not Mamzer, so you can say that Yitran Leimana would save her also from having to leave the second husband. And here too, other Rishonim might argue that may be different, maybe for the Chachamim, we get different variations of this. Maybe for the Chachamim, it would be still Teitzei as a penalty. And again, there's a range of Shittas. This is where Tosfos falls. Daniel from before? No? Okay, yeah.
What's the connection between the Vlad being Usher and the ability of the Yitlanu to establish her?
Right. I think it's Pasha, like the Mistaver of Tosis. In other words, this status that she's like a Sota, a Surah Labal, a Surah Laboel, so Tosis says that profile can only, I see that more for Rameyer. Because Rameyer doesn't put any brakes on it. He doesn't say a Vlad, he says a Vlad Mamzer. So then Tosis says it's Mistaver that it would for sure mean she had no right to remarry and she has to leave. The Chacham, you see already that there are certain exceptions. The Maisa, it was not a good get. There was no Amr B'Fan, right? But I can account for the Vlad. No, we're not going to make the Vlad. So then we could say that redoing it can keep her married also. Just let the Chacham see an exception regarding the Vlad, they can also allow that the new Gerishin, when you take it back, can also keep her married. Because you see, if it were Mamish to be the case of Sota, then it should be Vlad Mamza too. Yeah.
What is the
Yitlano
establishing?
So what do you see in Tosis? Okay, the fine print is what it is in terms of what. But what do you see in Tosis? One thing is mamish clear. What is Yitlano accomplishing? Is it accomplishing to fix the Gerishin retroactively, or is it only creating a Gerishin Mikado Ahaba? What's the answer? What do you see black and white in our Tosis? When you take the get back and say Bifanai and give it again, are you fixing the old Gerishin, or are you only creating a new Gerishin? Obviously, what's the answer? Oh, no.
For Chacham, should be a Vlad, should be a
Mamzer? No, that's what I'm saying. No, but you see, if you did nothing, the Vlad wouldn't be a Mamzer. So that's what Tosfos is saying. The same way the Chacham say the Vlad is not a Mamzer if you did nothing. If you did something, the Chachamim could also give a dispensation that she could stay married to. If you follow the trail, it should be a Vlad Mamzer, right? Midrabanan is no Gerishin. But no, they won't go there. Ad kedei kach, they won't go there. So if you do fix something, let's go up a notch. You fix something, again, only Mikano Abba, but in the context of that, the Chachamim won't go as far as Teitzei either. The same way they didn't go as far as Vlad Mamzer if you did nothing, Ki'ilu, so if you did something going forward, they'll let you stay married. Again, for a mayor, everything is literal. There's no wiggle. Vlad Mamzer, so Tosis, for them, the Ketzad Yasek can save her to stay married. For the Chachamim, who don't go as far as Vlad Mamzer when you leave everything in the state right now of not doing anything. So, Mimela, for the Chachamim, Tosis says, Mistaver, that it would help for Teitzei also, that she won't have to be Teitzei. But Chaira, if you tell me that this fixes Gamafreya, so then what should be? There should be no issues at all. There should not be a Vlad Mamzer. There should not be Teitzei for the Chachamim. What if you did nothing? So that we have Teitzei and we have Vlad Mamzer for a mayor. No, so now you did something right. You took it back, and you said b'fanai. So let this be retroactively. Everything was good from the beginning.
It's not
enough. No, so she shouldn't be what?
She shouldn't.
But Tosfos says it wouldn't be teitzei for chachamim for a mayor. It should be teitzei, right. It's muchach in Tosfos that this new nesina it's ki'ilu to be a new ger. You can use the same get. That's the thing. The Ritva points out. Even though the gerish was a problem, the get can be reused, right? The physical in the yard, the get. But if you give her a new get, let's say. So what is that? That's a new gerishin, right? It's not the old gerishin, it's a new get. So it happens to be that the paper is the same paper, the writing is the same writing, but the gerishin is later. It's not going anything, it's not retroactive. It's just simply making gerishin mekana l'abba. Says Tosis, yeah, but the mekana l'abba gerishin cannot reverse the consequences of the fact that at the time that she went to the husband and remarried, there was already for a mayor a potential Vlad Mamzer, and therefore there's not going to be any reversal of the Teitze either. Were it to fix the Mafreya, then what's the problem? Then she should stay married once for a mayor as well. And it shouldn't be a Vlad Mamzer even, right? Right? But the answer is it is a Vlad Mamzer. It's locked in. And it's for a mayor Teitze is also locked in. Why? Because all you have done is created a mechanism, mikana lahaba. The only thing is, for the Chacham, Tosis is willing to be a little more lenient, that she can stay married if you redo the get and do a new nesina. Okay, the same way that we're Mako and Vlad Mamzer, if you did nothing, so if you did the new nesina, you can let her stay married. But if it were to fix the Mafreya, then why can't you just fix everything in Mafreya? It's obviously not fixing the Mafreya.
Why can't we say that for the Chacham it is a Mafreya, for marriage it's not Mafreya?
Not
I understand Rav Meir's side. Can Rav just repeat why Chachamim?
Lechor is the same taste, right? It's, according to the Rav Meir, you're not fixing anything on Mafeya. Lechor for the Chachamim, it's just a mistaver that the same way if you did nothing, it's a Vlad, it's not a Mamzer, as the Tosa says, you'll stay married. If you do this, it will let you stay married. But all you're doing now is creating a new gerishin.
Mafreya,
you're not fixing the old
gerish.
What would be if it were to mafreya for the chachamim?
Nothing would change, right?
Not mukhrach from the chachamim.
It's just that Rebbe saying the lashon mistaver is not.
I think so. I think Tosa only makes it like a mistaver, right? The achad is sum mistaver to rameir in takana. Well, he says it's not for the rameir, but yes.
If it's not a mafreya, then what is it fixed? Establishing
it,
if there's a new
gerishin
right now, how
did
it fix the
No, so in terms of remarrying forward, that's for sure. That's relevant from Kana Lahava.
Right. How does a gerishin
that's
Mekana Lahava fix a marriage that was done to Israel? Is marriage even
tofes,
even if she's still considered
Midaraisa, which was Midugreshis from the beginning. Right. The Chachamim decide to create a new standard that's superimposed on the Daraisa. And the Chacham say that Midaraisa, she was able to remarry, but we are going to be stricter because he didn't say Befanai, and therefore, as far as we're concerned, she did not have a right to remarry. But if you take that really literally, then the child is born as a Mamzer, but we're not doing that. So as far as Mamzer is concerned, we can stick with the Daraisa. She was allowed to be married. The Tosa is saying, if you do now the Dunasina, so the Chachamim would also say, if you went and complied now and do a new nesina, new get, so then we can fall back on a Doraisa and let us stay married. You see, the consequences don't have to be always so literal for what the Chacham have said. When they negate the Gershom of the Rabbanan, they have not necessarily followed every detail of the trail of where it should leave us, because they did make the Vlad Mamzer. So Tosa says, so too, if there'll be the Kate Sad Yasi, fulfill that, so then they'll leave we'll view the Gerishin once again as Sakuda Mafeya. It's not that we were Mevarer that the Gerishin was good. The original Gerishin. I mean, the Chacham are not going to be harsh. I guess you're timing it, it comes out, you're saying it's sort of a Mafeya too for the Chacham.
Yeah, why can't
make a difference.
What? You say maybe Rav Meir Lacham, that's what you're tining. Maybe Rav Meir Lacham would have that issue. For a mayor, it's only fixing a kanu lahab, but Lacham is only mafreya. It is a mafreya. What?
You go. I was wondering why Tosus uses the lashon of kodem nesuin instead of
kodem nesuin. Yeah. That's when she goes, the Maisi be Kiddushin.
Kiddushin
also doesn't even say Lachila. Tinase always means to marry, using that Lashon a lot. Emnise, Slotetse. You see the Lashon all the time. Mishnais, Emnise, Slotetse. You see that Lashon all the time. You're saying, what if there was just a Kiddushin and not an Nisuin?
Yeah,
they're not actually living in the same house. It's a good question. It's a nisus lotesa. Does it mean mamish nisuin? The lashon is always mashma.
He could also just say
right, but it gets also always the lashonas in nisus, right? In nisus teitzay lotesay. I mean, the assumption is that it was kedushin and nisuin, right? It would have been any difference in halacha between the kedushin, the erusin, and the nisuin in terms of the teitzay. It's a good question. Being vary that. In other words, she's not living with her husband, but she's technically she's ish. Would that mean that she can go into the husband's house? Is it only after nisuin of lotetze? I'm not sure offhand. Double check. The Lushonas are always that way in the Mishnah. Nisei, tetze, lotetze. So that's what Tosi is cracking, the Lushonas. Yeah, so.
Why is the Lushon Mustaber specifically like, mean more like Mikhanal of Law instead of Mafraya?
What I think Mustaber is trying to say is that. I mean, she's not mamish esota, right? She was gerushas midiraisa. So if she's not mamish esota, so why can't you say that? Meanwhile, you did what you needed to do. So let her now be. You could say she's a chacham should let it be. Chacham should let it be and consider her to be migurashas midiraisa. She's migurashas. So you didn't follow the chacham's protocol initially. You did it now. So let things fall. I mean, in effect, that means you're fixing a mafreya. But in effect, you're saying let it go fall back on the deraisa. The chum should no longer have the consequences in place, even though you're redoing it after the fact that she remarried and after the child was born. The Tosafot says mistaver. So Tosafot talks about the issue of teitzei. So he says, look, if a vlad mamzer, that means you're taking this so seriously. The chachamim's negating the gerushin is taken so seriously that Avlad Mamzer, so then I'm not going to start playing around with the teitzei either. So, in other words, for Tosus, that Shitas Rameir indicates that there's no wiggle room. In other words, this is a case of, strictly speaking, she's a married woman. She's a married woman. Ad kedekach, that Avlad Mamzer. So this is a sota. She's mizan on her husband. The din is teitzei mizan mizan kol rechova. The din of teitzei mizan mizan is a direct consequence of a woman who's mizan on her husband. And you see that this is, without any caveat, an act of nus, because that's why Vlad mamzer. So therefore, if this is exactly the protocol, the profile of a sota, so then of course teitzei mizan mizan, because the marriage took place the issa. Because you see the Chama treating it as a Vlad Mamzer. That's the Mistav of Tosfos.
I guess I'm still maybe bothered by the same question. If Tosfos had not said Mistaver and he said everything else the same, you would still view it as the same way, Mikan Alabar. Is it because of the Mistaver? It's because of what he says. That's why we view it as. And because of that.
Yeah, I hear, right? But I think the Mistaver, the Pshat is still what I said, it's part of the Mistaver. Chur, it seems to me that the very halacha Tosfos is stating here. That you cannot salvage Teitzei for Rav Meir, that it shouldn't be Teitzei, that's the greatest indication that this is not working on Mafreya. Now, what makes this interesting? Tosas and Heil Med Aleph, this case is not new. We've seen this case before. A Shriach HaGet gives the get without saying Befanai, right? So what does it say in Tashma on Med Aleph, the Braisa? Quotes to such a case. And what does the Braisa tell us in this case? What does the Braisa tell us? No, Rabosa. What does it say in the Braisa on Amid Aleph? Im this kind of chosma of kasha. The Mlapasel, that Kiyum works. This was mentioned as part of the Shaka Vitaria. Okay, a couple weeks back we saw it. Benogeir asking Kasha and Rabba, and then we had to work out the Ukimta for Rabba why it's true, Achashalamdu, Nises, etc. But meanwhile, and for Rava, it reads clear. For Rava, no need to do any surgery on the Lashon HaBraisa, right? No kintis. Great. What happens? He didn't say Befanai, Niskayim B'chos Bav Kasha. The Shriach gave the get without saying Befanai. Says the Braisa, Niskayim B'chos Bav Kasha, everything is good. But then the Gemara goes on and says the case within Rava, the Gemara makes the case Kishanises. Okay, so let's we'll track that. How could it be for Rava? I lishma no. Mara says achas shalom do I gzeira kshenises. Okay, so now hold that. So let's put that into the braisa. She remarried. No, she remarried. What does the Braisa say? It's kind of a chosmav. Kasha. And according to Rav Meir, if you didn't say b'fanai, it's a vlad mamzer. And the chacham, you don't say b'fanai, it's teitzei. And what does it say over here? You do kiyum. Yeah. Tosfos asks, Mel Brice. V'had the sanya l'kamon. Lo amar b'fanai nechtam v'fanai nechtam ha'vlad mamzer. Hainu k'shiron iskayim v'chosmav. Oh, we have to put something into this Brice. This Rav Meir's shita. Vlad Mamzer is only when you didn't have Kiyum. If you have Kiyum, that's good, because Kiyum gives us information, lets us know that the get was fine. And now, all is good. Not Vlad Mamzer, nothing. Because Kiyum is evidence that the get is good, right? So if there's Kiyum, no problem, not Vlad Mamzer. So now we ask you about that. And Yeshua already all over this Tosis, right? So wait a second. If I do Kiyum, it's okay. Not Vlad Manzer. This Braisa is not talking about Kiyum. No? And what does it say in our Tosis? That the Ketzad Yaseh for a mayor. Hold Rav Meir. Ketzad Yaseh for a mayor. What's the halacha? Ketzad Yaseh only to remarry Chatchila. But after she remarries, what's the din? Teitzei. And if the Vlad is born, Vlad Manzer. After it's Kiyum, after the Vlad is born, and after she remarries, she can, Vlad's fine, and she can stay married. Maishna Kiyum from a new Befanai. Everyone hear the Kasha, right? Pasha. L'chayra, it should be the same thing. Why, if you say Kiyum works, and it's Mevar, the get is fine, so why shouldn't Befanai also fix the old garrison and establish everything to be fine? The same way Kiyum should work. Now, let's think about this question. This is an interesting question. It's a very interesting question. What are you thinking, Natan?
Is this all to Rav Meir?
Okay, so let's go to Rav Meir, because that's what Tosfos is discussing. According to Rav Meir, if you have Kiyum, then all of Rav Meir's consequences fall away. You didn't say b'fanai, right? But you did Kiyum. Now she can stay married, the Vlad is fine. And if you do what? If you do the Ketzad Yaseh protocol, you take the get back and you give it again. So Tosfos says for a mayor, certainly a Vlad Mamzer. And what else is also Mistavra and Tosfos as well for a mayor? That Teitzei. Why? Why is it different than Kiyum? Now, it's a tricky thing. Why? Because what do you want to say? If you're going to say that this Nesina with the Befanai should work with Mafreya, so what's that mean? That means that which Gerishin is the right Gerishin? When does the Gerishin take place? When? The first time. But then if that's the case, then the Befanai was said not at the time of the Gerishin. And what have I proved to you a few minutes ago? According to Tosfos, b'fanai is only neman, has only nemanis. If it's b'shas nesina, b'shas gerishin. But so then, how could the b'fanai fix? On the other hand, but then again, if I have a bira of b'fanai, but if I don't want it, the first gerishin to be gerishin, then the second gerishin, then that's a gerishin. If that's a gerishin, then the b'fanai has validity. It's neman. So then, if it's neman, then it should be like kiyum. It should fix the first gerishin, like kiyum does. But if it does that, then it has no nemanus for itself. It has no nemanus for itself. How can it fix the first gerish? We call that a galgal hachozer, right? It's just a circle, right? Circular reasoning. So where do you stop? Where do you stop? Right? Well, if you're going to fix the first gerish, then you don't have the nemanus to come with it to do it. But on the other hand, if you're not fixing the first gerish, then this should be the gerish. This should tell me that the get is fine. The get is fine, then the first question should be fine. It should be like Kiyum. So what do you do now? So what do you do in such a situation? Logically, should you not say that it should work? Kiyum works, then the Funa should work. But you're right, if it works, then it does, then the Mela doesn't have the ability to make it work, right? Yeah?
All these dinim are worked into the Makbeya Shetavu
Chacham. This is what Teyeshua goes that direction. We'll get there. Teyeshua has a way to Mechalk in those terms, yeah. But maybe before that, something on our own. So that's the first thought, that maybe it's sort of like a Galgal Achoze. Before we get to Pnish, Pnish is going to be good for the Ran also, but we'll see. Yeah, Shimon.
Can you say that Kiyum also is more of a product-based thing, that you just want to see Mekayim?
I think, yeah. Before we get to the point of Mabeh, I can go, there is a difference between Kiyum and the Funai. There is a difference. Why can Kiyum work to fix the first Gerishin and the Funai not work to fix the first Gerishin? That's what we want to know. In Svara. Yeah?
Because Kiyum's not connected to the Mesa Gerishin.
But then you're going to the Galgal Chozer point, because if you know that this get has, you have the Befanai the second time, and you know the get is good, your get is Befanai is like a Kiyum, right? So you know the get is fine; it's not forged. So like, why doesn't that fix the first Gerishin? That's our question. So okay, the only thing I said is yeah, but if it does that, then it can't work. Lemaisa, does the Befanai give us Nemanus that the get is fine, that's not forged? Should it? Should it? Should, right? I have a Nusina. I have an Amira. I have the equivalent of Kiyum. So why doesn't it do the same thing that Kiyum does to fix the Mafia for Rav Meir? What's the difference?
Right,
so then you're really saying what we just said, that here becomes circular, here it's not circular. Okay, I hear. That's one. On the other hand, but push the issue. But Lamaisa, if I know that this get is fine right now, because right now, so then why wouldn't it fix? You're right, if it fixes it, then it doesn't have... Is that the answer? Is that the whole answer? That's what I want to know. Or is it, can we say maybe better? Because otherwise you're really stuck. It's like you don't know where to go with it. Either way you go, because each wind pushes in the other direction. But I know that it's good. I know the get is fine. If Kiyum tells me it's fine, the Befana told me it's fine. You had to find the Befana with the Nesina. No, but it's not going to be the Shas Gershon, then you're not going to... So it goes back and forth. Chosah Chalila. So... But maybe there's something more. Maybe there's a difference between Befanai and Kiyum on another level. That's one I know. Yeah?
Maybe because the memos that you receive from Befanai are different. I mean, when you there
okay.
The memos you receive from Befanai only comes through the Miyadi Dayak, but the Kiyum doesn't require
okay, okay. So that's the Medic Dayak of the Shas Nesina of later. But it needs Shas Gerishin for the Medic Dayak. Like, you're going to come back to the same point. If I don't have the Shas Gerishin, then I don't have the Medic Dayak. Where do we see that the Funai doesn't have necessarily the same level nemanis as Kiyum? Uriel,
could it be that it's like a difference between Torah Shtar versus Torah Gerishin, where Kiyum is dealing with the Shtar aspect, and so you're allowed to go back and do that, whereas the Funai is in the Gerishin, where it's so has to
but be if I aspect. No, but you're saying that the get is not forged. In my sense, the Funai is asserting that the get is fine. Rashi keeps saying, Hainu Kiyumo, the Lashonis of Rashi. Where do we know that the nemanis is not quite as foolproof as, yeah?
So within the Ritzvah, maybe disagrees with Rashi that Befanai isn't Kiyum itself.
Okay, that's true. But even if you say the words of Rashi, but even there's a discussion in Bishonim that seemed to allude to the fact that the Befanai is not definitive. What nafkamina do the Rishonim talk about? What are the consequences of being able to remarry? She can get her ksuba, right? Right? From the Baal. What else does the Baal pledge in the ksuba? When you remarry, you get ksuba. What else does he pledge? Mm-hmm. The sefes ksuba, right? So the Rishonim discuss, when you have the funai, does she even get the tosefes? And it's not a discussion in the Rishonim. Chayra, what do you mean? Kiyum, for sure she would get everything. But I think you see that the funai, as much as it is like a kiyum, and it has an amonis, but it's not as all-encompassing as Kiyum itself. And if that's true, maybe let's say it in a different way. Kiyum is absolute. So I know that this get was kosher, not forged. Maybe Befanai is limited in scope. Just like you see it might be limited in scope in terms of details of how much she'll collect from the ksuba. She'll get the base ksuba, but not the tosefes ksuba. Maybe as far as the manas of Befanai, the nemanus befana is limited in scope, that it can only validate the get insofar as the nesina that accompanied the befana. You can't use a befana to validate a different nesina. Just like we say it comes together with the nesinas I get. True, now you know the get is valid, right? But it's only valid in a limited way. It's valid in so far as this nesina is concerned. What we want, as far as Okinzina, we're still in the dark. Maybe the get is for it. You tell me either it is or it isn't. No, it doesn't work that way. Because if you know the get's fine, she should get to Sefes Ksuba too, right? But she only gets the base Ksuba. Because as far as anything more, for all we know, it is forged. As far as the base ksuba is concerned, okay, we'll assume the get is fine. You see, we can split. The nemanus befanai is not all-encompassing. It's not absolute. Kiev is absolute. Befanai is a nemanus to a certain extent. So that extent might mean that the befanai was said for the nesina that the mira was said for. So she's giving a get now. So this, as far as this nesina is concerned, it can be machshir, this nesina, to view the get as valid. But what we want to do here is ask that we should now consider the first nesina to be a maisa gerushin because we know the get's fine. No, as far as that nesina is concerned, we don't know the get is fine. The takanas befana is not an absolute nemanis. It's nemanis with regard to where it is stated. It's stated on the second nesina. Maybe that's the mahalach why you can't necessarily just use this befana later on to go backwards. Now we'll see the archokim, the Rishonim archok, see more tomorrow, the Ritva, the Meiri, we'll see there's a different range of shitas. This is Bukhar with entosis that you could think in these terms. Now, there is of course the Pnei Yeshua, which we'll soon get to also with the Ran. Pnei Yeshua just puts it in different terms. He says, with Kiyum, the Madbeya built within it that always, what can always come and save the day is Kiyum. And if you do Kiyam, then the whole takana of the Fanai was Ki'ilu had a Tanai in it, that you don't need to say the Fanai if there'll be Kiyam. No, that is part of the Badbeya. So it's not called deviating, and therefore there's no issue. Whereas according to a mayor, as far as a new Bifanai, that doesn't, it didn't say that. You didn't do Bifanai when you started out. So, but again, do we not know that the get is fine? You still may need to say something what we're saying right now. Do we not know the get is fine? No, the nemanis is only for what it's given for. L'mashal. I just give you maybe a mashal that maybe to the Sabra Sa'ozen. Yesterday we mentioned the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that the Nesina with the Amira are ki'ilu, she got the get from Beis Din, right? From Beis Din. What don't you do when you have the fana? You don't put a hempet on the shtar. It's good. No, it's not kiyum. What is it? It's affirming this nesina. That's mamish the Rambam. What is befanai? It's an affirmation of this nesina. What did the Rambam say? What's happening there? It's ki'ilu, she got the get from Beis Din. Here's your raya. That's mamish the part I was saying. This was Sabe Sa'oza. That's what it is. Befanai says, this nesina is a nesina kshera. The get is good. So what does the Rambam say? When you give it, in the presence of the two, you and the two make three, and it's as if she got the get. Why not just put a seal on the bed? We're not doing an absolute seal. We're sealing the get through affirming that this get has been delivered properly to her. She has it as a raya. But it's limited to that context. It's to the context of what you're speaking about, that the fun is, it's a kium in that regard. About Kabi Ma'ar or whatever. But meanwhile, what we've done is we've established this. What we're trying to do here is saying it's the same thing as Kiyum, and therefore it's like it goes beyond the context in which it is. It is like Kiyum. It goes retroactive. It's a heksher on what you're doing right now. It goes together. Your Nesina is good. She got it from Beis Din. That's it. Everything is fine. Okay, so that's another machshava why you can't do the same thing to the funa that you do for Kiyum. Yes. Avi and Daniel, yes, go.
We also heard from our mission that Kiyum is so great that you have the Baal's Ma'ar, which is Kiyum, to fix it.
That's true. You could be, can do it, you'd be funny afterwards, of course. Now, here's where the Ran, Daniel, please go.
If we're just saying that the funny is just speaking to the Nemas of an Asina, why does it, I don't understand why it has to be at the same time. If it's just.
No, because we started out, that was the start of Tosis, the beginning of Shir. Tosis by Yasser is very telling us straightforward. The Nesina Rishona. can't be supplemented with a Befanai of later on. Why? Because the Targana Befanai was the Shasta Sina. Maybe because of Medek Daik, maybe because they just didn't want to trust what's going to be later on, you'll forget, whatever. That's the basis. So therefore, you can't mitzarif this Befanai with the original Sina. So what do you need to do? You have to have, so that you have to talk about the Befanai of later on. Now, Befanai of later on has its own Sina, Yitrenu Heimena. But that Nesina with the Befanai later on is the Gerishin that's happening then. But it's not fixing a Mafreya, even though I know that the get's fine. So why can't the get the Mafreya be fine? So the Bnei Yeshua's word is, but you Meshan and Madeya, that's it, finished. Ikeum works, Tosus Amid Aleph. Kiyum, the Madeya built in Ikeum can work. That's the Bnei Yeshua's word. We had two other thoughts. One thought was the Galgal Choser idea. That you can't use it to fix before, because if it fixed before, then this isn't the Shasa Gershon. If that's the Shasa Gershon, it doesn't have the nemanis that it takes, and therefore we go nowhere. That is one thought. The second thought we're saying is that the nemanis of the Fanai, even as a kiyun, is limited in scope. Just like it's not limited in terms of the mamanis of the ksuba, it's limited to say that this nesina is kosher. I can't use it beyond that. I can't use it to go back to the other nesina. And again, Pnei Yeshua's approach is that the Madea was deviated from, finished. That's it. They didn't build in the opportunity to fix it through Befan. Again, many Rishonim are going to disagree with this. Rishonim are going to suggest, and look at the Ritva for tomorrow. The Ritva says, he plays with the possibility that Befan will work later on too. What we're going to see now in the Ran Rabos say, that there may be something to Befanai as an Emanus even without a new Nesina, right? That's different than our Tosis for sure. That's for sure different.
I understand conceptually how the Shas Nesina creates the Shas Gerishin. It sounds like something different than speaking to the Nemanis and the Nesina. Meaning, if we need to do it, the Shas Gerishin.
So again, Rabosai, I asked you before. According to Tosis, is there Nemanis of Befanai later on without a Nesina? Without a Nesina? No. Now there is a Nesina. So I have a Nemanis. That's our question. I have a Nemanis of later on because there's a Nesina here. Yeah, but that's Shas Gerishin. Fetosis, for the nemanis to exist for Befanai fetosis, what do you need with the Befanai? In the Sina. What else do you need with the Befanai? A Shas Gerishin. I have a Shas Gerishin later on. I want to use that to be machshav from before, that for a mayor she shouldn't be teitzei. If I had kiyum, it would save the teitzei, it would save the bav mamzer. If I have the Befanai later on within the Sina, it won't save anything. What's the difference? That's our question. That's our question. That's a Pnei Yeshua's question. On the Tosis Amid Aleph. Tosis is Kiyum does work. No, it's clear, it's confusing, it's something in the middle.
This is the
Medak Daik. What? The Medak Daik of Tosis is why that, right, you need to have the, another reason why you have to have the Maisa Nesina. It could be for the Shasa Gershin. It's also Medik Daik, or it's, even without the Medik Daik, and that was a Takana, finished. Should we start the round or not? What do you say? A little bit? It's not our Tosis. The round quotes with Tosis, not our Tosis. Let's just read the round, just the Diuk, okay, and then we'll go from there. Yeah? The round. What does he quote from Tosis? Just tell me if this sounds familiar or not familiar. Yotzi Vavrad Mamzer, a couple of things here in the Ran. The Svirei Rab Meir, the Ran on the Rif, the Kol Mishan Bishnav Chachamim begin Yotzi Vavrad Mamzer. Says the Ran, because of Shitas Rab Meir, Ufichach, Afiu Heyid Le'achar Nesina Shebefan of Nechta V'nechtam Kim Shroma Kim B'shas Nesina Vrad Mamzer. So the Ran adds the point to Rab Meir, that Rameir, saying it later will be nothing. Okay, saying it later will be nothing. When you say it later, the Ran is talking about when you take it back or when you don't take it back. What does it sound like? You say it later, yeah. It doesn't, you're not going to change anything. The Chachamim say, in Avlad Mamzer, Kefal Yasin, Pirshu B'Toistus. Now, tell me, this artosis, they tell you Dibra Maslo Ketzad, but let's read. Da'achi kama, Ketzad yasa l'rabbanan, shetinasu l'chatchila, olam nisus shilo teitzei. So far, sounds like artosis, right? Yeah? Aval avad in sarach shiyitrenu mimena. Why not? Why for the vlad in sarach shiyitrenu? Now tell me, these words are in our Tosfos or not? Why did the vlad in sarach shiyitrenu? The kol shehu meyid afila achanesina the b'fan of nichtav ein choshes shin ra'o. Because so long as you say the achanesina that it was b'fan of nichtav, so there's no problem. So why is the Vlad okay for the Chachamim? Because he said it later. So these are more words than we have in our Tosfos. It's not our Tosfos. Or a Meir Nam Yochik Tani Ketsad Yaseh Kodim Nisuin Avracha Nisuin Lekat Akata Mestavra Kim and the Vlad Mamzer Tetsim Mizem Mizeh. Everything in this is like our Tosfos except for 1.5 lines in the middle. Those 1.5 lines are not just not like Tosfos, they're diametrically opposed to Tosfos. Because what do we see in our Tosfos? Nefurish. What did Tosfos hold? Can you say it later on? Without an Asina? Absolutely not. For whatever the reasons, Tosfos made a daik. We said maybe because it has to be only, the Neman is only given, according to doing it, according to Chum's protocol. Moreover, Tosfos says that, another diuk, again, we have to be Mayrach in this tomorrow, in the round you see something more fascinating. We already omit on this in the beginning of the Masechta, that from the round, what do we see? That the Chachamim's Havlad Kasher is limited to what case? To the case we said afterwards. And meanwhile, what do you see in the round, or the round's Tosfos? Do you have an Emunis to say later on without an Asina? Yes. And moreover, and if you don't have an Asina, a Mira later on, then you'll have Havlad Mamzer, even a fee. The Chachamai, hi, what's that about? What's that about? The Chachamim will be a Vlad Mamzer, too. The only machlokes, Rameh the Chachamim, is Bamed Mamurim, where are they arguing? Vlad Mamzer or Vlad Kasher? When? If you did what? You said it afterwards. You didn't take it back. You said a whole different picture now. Okay, so now fill in the blanks for yourself until tomorrow. We'll try to do it ourselves, but like, we'll just leave us now. Very different than Tosfos, right?